And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Suspended LSU running back Trey Holly is no longer facing an attempted second-degree murder charge. A Union Parish grand jury did not find enough evidence to indict him on attempted second-degree murder for a shooting that occurred in Farmville February 15th. Holly does still face a charge of illegal use of a weapon or dangerous instrumentality. Coach Brian Kelly says the case could be resolved very soon. Senate Transportation has approved legislation. That legislation would install speed cameras on the Atchafalaya Bridge Basin. A new bill wants to repeal that from Baton Rouge to Lafayette. It would also reverse doubling the fine for speeding. New Iberia Senator Blake Magez is the co-author of the bill. He says local law enforcement is the better option to patrol that stretch of roadway.
They have discretion and can understand what's going on with the situation when they pull someone over. They can also have the probable cause to stop things like sex trafficking and drug trafficking. It's also great to have police officers present because it helps deter crime.
The Senate Transportation Committee unanimously approved a bill that would repeal the legislation to install the speed cameras on the Atchafalaya Basin Bridge on I-10. The bill would reverse the fine for the speeding ticket. New Iberia Senator Magez says the district he works in cannot afford the speeding fines.
A private company would be contracted to write speeding tickets that would double the fines for hardworking people in my district that use the bridge every day. We're talking about fines in the range of $700 to $800 per citation.
The ULL Ragin' Cajuns won their 15th straight game yesterday, a 9-2 win over ULM. Carson Flurno and five relievers combined for a five-hitter. Caleb Stelly had four hits and drove in four runs during the weekend. The Cajuns continue their homestand. They'll host Prairie View A&M tomorrow and Louisiana Tech on Wednesday. The ULM Warhawks are also returning home on Tuesday night, as on Tuesday they will take on Northwestern State, who they've beaten twice this year in Natchitoches here in Monroe. And softball at ULM with a big weekend sweep of Georgia Southern. Warhawks won 3 against the Eagles. They'll return to the ULM softball complex Wednesday night. They'll take on Mississippi Valley State University.